we have on this Sunday in Lent, this great gospel of the raising of Lazarus. So my homily today is actually going to start in a place that might seem a little odd, so I just want to warn you up front. A number of years ago, traveling up and down 71 for work, there's a stretch of the highway going north between Kings Mills Road, which is that exit after Kings Island, basically, and then between there and State Route 48. It's kind of a flat, low-lying stretch right there before it goes up an incline towards State Route 48. And the berm on the side drops off a good 20, 30 feet, but it's a gentle slope down. So as you're going up in the right-hand lane, you can kind of look down that slope and see pretty much anything that would be on that slope. And one day, driving home from work, I look, you know, as I often do, away from the road, just looking around. And I see a pretty nice set of antlers halfway down that slope. And so a deer got hit, pretty good sized deer. I thought, well, that's an awful nice rack on that buck. So anyway, not stopping then. Next day, still there. 3 days later, still there. And I think to myself, if that deer's there the next day, I'm getting out and I'm cutting those antlers off. So, I'm on my way home from work. It's like 6 or 7 days since I first saw that deer. And I stop the truck, go down the slope, got a hacksaw, going to cut the deer's antlers off. And just as I'm getting down to the deer, there's a car, a little hatchback-like rabbit that pulls up real quick. Guy jumps out, and he says, "Hey, I just talked to the State Highway Patrol, and they said I could have that deer." Well, you could smell the deer from the road. There was definitely a stench. And I said, "You want the whole deer?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "If you're going to put that whole deer in that hatchback of that rabbit, I'm going to help you. Because I want to see that." So we drug that deer up the slope. It hadn't been gutted. Oof. I mean, if you've ever been around an animal carcass that's had 6 or 7 days to kind of bloat, not good. He was all excited about getting that deer. So we stuffed it in the hatchback of that rabbit. And as we were doing this, he's thinking about putting the head up front. And me not being in a very, it was just kind of funny, and I should have thought better of this. But I suggested that we put the rump up to the front. Because you didn't want the antlers, you know, up close to you banging around while you're driving. So we stuffed that deer in that rabbit. And the rump of that deer was in the front seat with him. And he drove off just as happy as could be. Now, I bring that story up because of this, of the stench. It was unbelievable to me that he was going to put that animal in his car. But apparently, he didn't mind it. St. Alphonsus Liguori has this saying that a priest friend of mine likes to quote. He says, "If one soul that's been condemned to hell was able to come and stand upon the earth, the stench would be such that all living things would die." What we hear in the gospel today, "Lord, there'll be a stench." It's the stench of death. But we know death enters the world through sin. When we hear this gospel, we think of a physical miracle, the Lord raising dead flesh to life, to restoring it. And that's true. But the deeper meaning, and what the first century Christians understood implicitly, wasn't that the Lord was simply going to raise physical bodies that have died or had the power to do that. The Lord's death and resurrection raises up those who are so alienated from God, so separated from God, that the chasm cannot be crossed. There's a greater stench to sin than there is to physical death. And what's pronounced in our gospel today Lord, if you roll away that stone, there will be a stench. Is the same as saying, Lord, if you look truly deeply into the human heart that is separated from you, there will be all those things that are not of God. And there will be a stench. And the Lord says, I have come in the flesh, taken on a human life in truth, and have gone to where that is, even unto death. And even there in death, I can now be found. And there is no depth, no distance, no separation that the love of God, the mercy of God, cannot overcome and is not willing to overcome. There is no distance that God is unwilling to go to redeem the human heart. So as we hear this gospel today, and we think about the resurrection and the Lord's power to actually bring back to life, we can ask the Lord to be aware of those areas in our own lives, our own hearts, that are dead to the Lord, or that are so separated that we've put a stone over it, so that neither we nor anybody else will have to, in fact, smell the stench. We can consider the others around us and how much aversion we might have to them for various reasons and what is the origin of that aversion, and ask the Lord to heal that in us as well. So as we contemplate on this fifth Sunday of Lent, this great miracle, let us ask for the same miracle. Let us ask the Lord for a deep aversion to the stench of sin, for a willingness to trust, to roll back the stone that might block our own hearts, to trust enough that if those around us are steeped in sin and death, that we will plead to the Lord to come now, and if the Lord delays, that we trust in fact the Lord will still arrive, that the Lord's power is sufficient to bring our loved ones back to life in the Lord. Let us celebrate the life that this gospel proclaims to us, and let us live in the faith that lives in that life.